or be trice. Real name, no gimmicks. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
I like it. I like it. What's happening, man? 3 p.m. You're locked in right now to The Drive. It's usually with Josh Graham, but guess who's back? Huh? Guess who's back? Dan, 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 dan. Daddy's back. Dan, dan, dan. Guess who's back? Dan, 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 dan. Daddy's back. And I'm on live stream. Make sure you tune in and be in them comments, cause we talking back to you. What's happening, man? Live on The Drive, man. B-Dot here filling in for Josh Graham, who's on a boat, a cruise with his wife, having a great time. I would not be able to have this show today if it was not for the super producer, WD. Huh?
How we doing?
What's good, man?
It's good to see you over in that chair.
It's been a minute since I've been in this chair, man.
It has. Let's have some fun today, man.
I've seen the nice decor that Josh has set up in here. If you're looking live on the live stream, big shouts to you. Again, make sure you're in the chat so we can know you're here. We can shout you out. He's got a lot of fan favorites up here.
He does.
A lot of teams. Got his Orioles up here. Got my WSSU Rams with a helmet right here. I'm super appreciative. Got the Grasshoppers. Of course, he's got some Duke stuff. Wake Forest helmets. He does not have any Carolina stuff in here.
I wonder why that is.
I mean, you got this big Michael Jordan poster here, but you don't have any Tar Heel nalia anywhere in here, and I don't like anything about that, WD.
And you know, his producer's a Tar Heel fan, so I kind of take exception to that.
His producer is in here right now. If you're looking on the stream, he's got a championship Carolina shirt on right now, the 2017 edition.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great year, WD.
It was. You know, Josh could put that Carolina hater thing to bed if he would just maybe put some stuff up here.
That's it.
But as long as he leaves them out and they're the one team that he leaves out.
That's crazy. He's got Wake Forest representation.
Of course he does.
Duke representation. No Tar Heel representation.
Makes
nevertheless,
me upset.
It has been a while since I've been here, WD, and I honestly, man, I needed this show today.
Did you?
Because I've had a rocky 6 weeks. Like, I mean, rocky, buddy. Like, let me give you a quick timeline of my past 6 weeks, okay? I got to host the Black Effect Podcast Network Festival. I was the host there with Pretty V. 2,500 people there, all trying to get knowledge on their podcast and whatnot. I'm out there hosting it, swag surfing, having a great time. Beautiful, beautiful moment. Like, a beautiful moment in my career.
Anytime you swag surf, though, it's beautiful.
That morning, before I went out on stage, my manager is in the lobby of our hotel crying her eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
Mom passed while we were sleeping. Mm. So I'm consoling her. I go out. I do my thing. I get back home. Not even a week later, my mom passes.
Mm-hmm.
My mom. Lost my mom. And I was scheduled to go out to L.A. to do Netflix as a joke. Didn't know if I was going to do it, WD. And when I remember when I told my mom when she was in the hospital, when I got the phone call to do Netflix as a joke, and she was so excited. So because of her excitement, I said, I got to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
I went out there, did the show for her. The show, if you want to check it out, it's on the 85 South. They've got an app. Everybody's got an app now. 85 South's got an app. It's called 85 South app. I think, I don't know. Nevertheless, you can go there and you can watch
this.
It's there.
It's out there.
You can go and watch that. I did a great job. The whole crowd said, "We love you, Irene," to my mom. They were lying because they don't know her, but it was great for them to do that, WD.
Oh, that's so fantastic, man.
Get back home. I reach out to my biological father, mm-hmm. who I've only met once. Mm-hmm. I only met my biological father one time in my life. I reached out to him to let him know that my mom had passed, and he tells me he's been trying to reach me because his mom just passed, my biological grandmother.
Good grief,
who
man.
I've never met.
This is a wild chain of events.
Dude, 2 years after two days after we have the service for my mother, we fast forward and I'm watching the service for my grandmother who I've never met. I'm seeing uncles and cousins that I've never met. And I put a video up on my Instagram and I'm like, yo, I've never met these people and I want to grieve for my biological grandmother, but I don't even know this woman. So people are reaching out, and she's like a superstar in the gospel music industry. Like, she was a manager for James Cleveland. You probably have no clue who that is, WD.
I know the name.
You know the name James Cleveland?
I know the name.
Nevertheless, I reach out. I get in touch with my cousins.
I get in touch with my uncles. I got an uncle, Daryl, who's a Dallas Cowboys fan, who's in Dallas, who I'm going to go meet. We're going to go to the games, WD.
Ugh.
It's beautiful, WD. You're not supposed to say ill because I'm meeting my family going to Dallas, WD.
No, it's the Cowboys.
Come on. We're going to bond together, my family and
I. But your grandma was a star. It must
Superstar.
Run in the family.
It clearly. Clearly it does. And it was amazing. So, you know, I got to bond with family. So I'm here to this point. I won two tellies. Two Tellys Awards.
I hear you.
For my podcast. I just saw that. That's great. So, like, life is, my angel is blessing me, and I'm happy to be here. I say all that to say I needed to be here today.
I'm glad you were able to be here.
I'm glad I can be here today. Like, I want to be here with the audience. I want to talk sports. I want to have fun with you. I got some useless facts because it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, it is. Long weekend. Ready for it.
Are you ready to be off Monday?
Considering I've been trying to hold everything together. Oh, I mean, we've had some guest hosts fill in and DJs come in when I was hosting. But, you know, it's double duty whenever your main host is gone.
Absolutely.
So it's time for a long weekend.
It is time for a long weekend. Is WD dating yet? I mean, not dating, but does he have a lady yet?
Not one.
Ooh.
Maybe I have... six of them.
666 for WD. You know what the D stands for. Nevertheless, man, listen, it's Free for All Friday. Free for All Friday means we want you to call up and have a good time with us. All right? The phone number is simple, 336-777-1600. Whenever the spirit moves you, dial the number, call up, and if we can fit you in, we'll fit you right in right then. You know what I'm saying? It's free for all. Whatever you want to talk about. It can be sports related. It doesn't have to be sports related.
No, we got useless facts.
We do have useless facts.
I like useless facts.
I love useless facts. Like, here's one useless fact that I'm not even using today, but just to get you into the spirit of things. You know they haven't used real gold for gold medals since 1912.
Has it been that long?
They've all been silver, and then they just like put a fake gold over it.
Well, that's like a sham.
That is a sham. Nobody's won a real gold medal in the Olympics since 1912, WD.
So this is like across the board.
Nobody. See, from 1912 and then before, they would use gold medals, actual gold for the medals. But since 1913 to present day, nope.
Do we know why they stopped doing that?
I have no clue. See, that's the thing about useless facts. See, I just give you the fact.
You don't know why. It's just there.
And
it
then
is
you
what
go
is.
And do your own homework on it. Yeah. That's what I'm here for. We got Free for All Friday, useless facts, grammar school. We definitely have to do grammar school. And today is going to be a musical edition. It'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. And I'll give you details exactly on how you can participate. If you would like to participate. Yeah, that's how that goes. And we're definitely talking about the Eastern Conference Finals, Western Conference Finals. Did you watch last night?
Of course.
Are you watching tonight?
Of course.
Absolutely. Who you got?
Minnesota.
Think they're going to bounce back tonight?
Oh, yeah. Whew. Dude, they got Baby Jordan.
They do got Baby Jordan, but Baby Jordan didn't give but 19 points and was extremely fatigued. See,
yeah.
Baby Jordan don't have the mental of Baby Jordan to do the things in between games, I don't think. That's what we're seeing a difference of. See, Kyrie knows exactly how to operate from game to game.
He does.
Baby Jordan got excited from that game 7, got himself fatigued. Him and his friends were partying. He admitted it in the press conference. I guess he was a little tired. I love the bravado and the confidence of, you know, I can hit those shots. I'm not worried about it. However, that Kyrie over there, man, he is on a mission. And with him, it is all cerebral. It's mental.
Dude, I think this might be the best version of him that we've seen since Cleveland.
I agree.
Because remember, like, Brooklyn didn't work.
Nope.
Boston didn't work.
Nope.
He wanted to have his own team, and now he's with Luka. And he's kind of embracing that elder statesman role.
Yep.
And we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, Boston over here just cakewalking through it.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, to talk about the Western Conference Finals, next hour, I'm going to have a player who actually played for the Dallas Mavericks. Played for the Dallas Mavericks. He had a 10-year career, and he's a Trey Foe legend. If you don't know who that is, you're stupid.
Who is it?
I'm not telling you. You're going to have to be here.
That's a tease.
15 to 5. They call that a tease in the business.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they
business.
Call that a tease in the business. You dig what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I got two Winston-Salem legends today. Yeah. See, because the show is in the triad, it's very important that I make sure that the people in the triad know what the greats of the triad are still up to.
Yep, we got plenty of them.
We got plenty of them. Like, there are tons of great players. Even right now, like this weekend, I'll be in Rock Hill, South Carolina for my son's playing AAU basketball. And I'm seeing all these guys playing, like Deontay Neal and Keandre Harrison that play at Reedsville High School. They play football at Reedsville and won state championship, then won the state championship in basketball. They're also on the same AAU basketball team.
Jeez.
And their AAU basketball team, Team CP3, has not lost. They're probably going to win Peach Jam.
It sounds like it.
They're freaking amazing.
Good athletes. I mean, Reedsville's gross in football.
Disgusting.
So good. I don't know. I guess they're good in basketball, too.
They're winning in basketball and football, man.
It's just not fair out here.
I love it, man. It's a 3-3-6. And see, now I've moved to Charlotte.
Yeah.
So in Charlotte, like, they think that, oh, man, we got the best team. And they do. They got some dogs in Charlotte. Like
they
that
do.
Boy, that boy Isaiah Evans is going to Duke. He from Charlotte.
Yeah, he's that's gonna be fun. It's not gonna be fun to watch.
Not at all.
For Tar Heel fans.
Not at all, buddy. But I like what HD been doing, man.
Mm-hmm.
I like what HD.
You see,
been doing.
We just added a Vanderbilt transfer.
I like some. We need somebody for rebounds.
We do.
Cause we got folks out there that can get buckets. We need some folks to get us some rebounds. You understand what I'm
and
saying?
Jalen Washington can't do it all by himself.
Not all by himself. And I'm expecting J-Dub to stretch the floor more this year and get us more perimeter buckets.
That's right.
I love what the Tar Heels are doing, and I love what the Lady Tar Heels are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Listen, man, we got a great show lined up for you. If you are watching on the live stream, ooh, my vision isn't good enough to see from here. So what I'm going to do is when we go to like the commercial breaks and stuff, that's when I'm going to go over there and read the comments and talk back to y'all because I can't see that from right here. I can't. Do you have good vision, WD?
2020, baby.
God almighty. See, no, I'm serious, WD. Good vision is something you take for granted.
It is, man.
Like not having to wake up and find your eyeballs to put them in like that right there, you take for granted.
You do.
Yeah. And see, and they tell me, they say, hey, you should get glasses, right? And take your contacts out at nighttime. But then I'm like, well, okay, if I take my contacts out at nighttime and I've got my glasses on the nightstand.
How you going to find him?
If there's an intruder, WD.
You're screwed.
I'm screwed, WD.
You are
done. Do you think he's going to wait for me to find my glasses?
I doubt it.
As you can see, we're going to be all over the place for the next 2.5 hours. You're locked into the sixth man on the drive, filling in for Josh Graham right here on WSJS. It's a free-for-all, 336-777-1600. Call up. Up next, let's revisit last night, Eastern Conference Finals. Is it a wrap for the Pacers? Maybe.
Instead of just talking, why don't you listen? That's why you have people call in. Listen for a minute.
Oh, welcome back to the Happy Circle.
The Drive with Josh Graham.
Actually, it's The Drive with B-Dot. What's happening? And I walked over there to the computer, and I talked to the people. Didn't I, WD?
He did.
WD, he thought I was joking. He thought I was all cap about the not being able to see well.
Yeah, he was squinting and stuff. And he was kind of struggling.
Man, a little bit. A little bit. It's a small font he has on that. It's at least about a 10. I need at least a 14, 16. Nevertheless, man, I am a product of the 90s, WD. Okay? I was a teenager in the 90s. You dig what I'm saying to you?
I do dig it.
That's why when I hear that right there, that NBA Jams right there, like it just takes me back to a place where we used to get so busy.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo. Is it the shoes? Yes, man.
Mm-hmm. Jams.
And when I'm looking at these playoffs, that's what it feels like to me. Like each team has their own pairings. Each team has their own twos.
Yeah. The whole super team thing is kind of gone out the window.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because fun fact, this will be the sixth year now, or a sixth different team is winning it now in 6 years.
I heard
that. So the whole
thing.
Warriors thing and all that, Cavs, Warriors every year, that's done with.
Out the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the pairings and I like the pairs because just like on NBA Jam, you could pick two different pairs. Like sometimes I might want to have Muggsy Bogues and and Larry Johnson.
Yeah.
But then there might be a time where I want to get Alonzo Mourning and Larry Johnson. Just have two bigs out there running around.
Oh, that's a gross combo.
Gross combo. Never pick that. But I'm just saying. Just like with these matchups. But the problem is the Celtics have way too many pairings they can do versus the Pacers. Especially with a banged up Halliburton.
Yeah, that might be trouble for Indiana. We don't even know now, like, if he's going to be back or not.
They said we'll know for sure by tomorrow.
Yeah.
But they said it is the same hamstring injury he was suffering from earlier this season, and he just aggravated it. But think about a hamstring. If anybody knows, anybody that's athletic as I am, you know. You know how athletes get to talking with each other. Six, 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 six. Yeah, you're talking to a guy who sat the bench all his years in high school. So just so we're clear, okay? Just but the hamstring, you can't run full speed with a messed up hammy.
Oh, you can't run at all. It's like you got shot.
Yeah.
Like you,
Ricky. Do you know that reference?
Nope.
Gosh, Boys in the Hood. Nevertheless, no Halliburton. And then what really scares me about the Pacers is they played one of their best games they could play against the Celtics in game one and still lost.
Yeah, they blew that. They blew that.
Listen to the numbers. Halliburton gave you 25. Turner gave you 23. Siakam gave you 24.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Well, and now, like, if you have lost, like, worst case scenario, if you've lost Halliburton for the series, you really should have gotten that first game.
Absolutely.
Really should have gotten it. And you know what? They turned it over 21 times. That was the problem.
That's the problem. They're walking turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
Walking turnovers every single possession, it seems like. And you would think that they would be more, especially Halliburton. I trust him more, especially game one. The unforced error, dribbling it out of bounds right there.
With the lead.
Bro, you're killing me. What are you doing?
With 10 seconds left or
insane.
27 seconds?
The inbound pass to Siakam that was overshot, and now he's trying to save it out of bounds. Like, the end of that game one was atrocious.
It was.
It was a mental block.
Mm-hmm.
Then to come out game two last night and to lose Hal, you're down 11, and your coach pulls all your starters with 9 minutes left?
Did you hear his explanation for that?
I did. I meant to ask you to pull that. That's my apology. But I meant to ask you. I want to give some other guys a shot. My guy, you're in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's the Eastern Conference Finals. You're down 1-0.
I don't buy that.
I don't buy it if you gave me all the money in your bank account right now, WD.
I think potentially he realized, okay, last night was done. They're not winning that. And they know if there's a chance that Halliburton's not going to be back for game three at minimum, they're going to need like double time effort from everybody else, like Siakam and others. So maybe he was giving them some rest just to kind of prepare for that.
Why not say that? Why cap and say
that? You know how coaches are. They never tell the truth.
That's the problem, though. Like, you can't.
Got to go watch the tape.
But see, who are you lying to? Like, you're not lying to the audience. We clearly know that's cap. You know what I mean? Like, I like the reality and the honesty behind Allen Iverson, but practice.
Mm-hmm. What you talking about?
Like, we talking about practice, man. I show up every game, man. Y'all want to talk about practice? Like, yeah. We joke about that now, but that's the reels that you want from players.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reels that you want from coaches.
See, and that's why I like the new Panthers coach, Dave Canales.
Do you?
Because he just answers the questions. Like, yeah. There's no, like, we got to go back and watch the tape and all that. Like, and it makes it sound like, okay, like, he actually knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Like, he means this. You can just, you can kind of tell the difference between what's a front and what's legit.
Yeah.
Us humans are good at kind of sniffing
absolutely.
That out.
Absolutely. That's my point.
So.
You can tell with that. You can read behind that facade.
But most coaches, unfortunately, just, they do that.
The Celtics just too stacked, WD.
They are stacked, but I tell you what, they have had a cakewalk up to this point.
What? They've been the best. They're the best team in the NBA. They were the best team in the East.
See, Josh has me labeled as a Boston hater.
Okay, let me hear why.
Because I picked Cleveland in that series.
Why?
I thought Cleveland was scrappy, and Boston comes up short every year. They
but
choke it.
Scrappy is one thing, but the experience of Boston is another, man. Jason Tatum is elite. And I really hate, that's one thing as a Tar Heel fan that I hate about these NBA playoffs, especially these finals. Because the two teams that I'm thinking are going to be in the finals are two Duke guys going head to head, and it's going to drive me crazy. Because I love Jason Tatum and I love Kyrie Irving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love these guys.
Oh, yeah.
I love the way they play on the court. I love the way they represent what they represent away from the court. Like, I just like these. I like the freaking whatever kind of shoes those are that Kyrie Irving is wearing with the tassels.
I do have a couple of Kyrie's. I'm a fan of his shoes.
I'm telling you, man, I like these guys. You dig what I'm saying?
I do dig.
I hate that as a Tar Heel fan, but when Jaylen Brown is playing like he's been playing, which is completely out of his mind, he's been in Alice in Wonderland.
He has.
I'm talking about he hits the three. Because up until he hit that three, I was in one of my chats saying, why is JB in the game? He's out here selling. Sit him down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he hits a three to send the game into overtime, goes crazy in overtime, then drops a 40 ball last night.
Well, and you know what? The previous Jaylen Brown did not play like that. Like, he would miss those shots.
Yes.
He would make turnovers, costly turnovers. And now, like, doing what he's doing, like, This is a new version of Jaylen Brown. This might be the best front court, and they're really good defensive front court, too.
And they bring guys off the bench. And Drew Holiday is the X factor. I really like that pickup. Drew Holiday versus Marcus Smart, that was very smart.
Yes, it was.
That was very, very smart, man. And then you got your boy, who's that coming off the bench? Pritchard comes off the bench. He gives you good minutes. You got Derek White. He's giving you 20-plus points. The Celtics are stacked. They hit the most threes in the NBA, and it's just interesting to watch them perform because, again, they can hit you with a variety of different options with the duo perspective from the NBA Jam perspective. And please don't forget, Porzingis isn't even playing.
Yeah, I think if they're going to beat either Dallas or Minnesota, they need Porzingis.
Absolutely.
Because here's my problem, is they got to play the Heat without Jimmy Butler.
Fair.
They got to play the Cavs half of the series without Donovan Mitchell.
Fair.
And now no Tyrese Halliburton potentially. So it's like, do you remember how easy it was for LeBron to just get to the finals every year and then he'd run into the Warriors and it's like a completely different animal?
But ever since, I'm trying to think how long it's been since the East have been the dominant conference. Because I just remember so many times where the East was always a lot more, where the West was heavier and it was lopsided heavy versus the East. You dig what I'm saying? Like, there are going to be two or three great teams at the East and everybody else is the field versus the top five or six to eight teams in the West being super dominant. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're beating the hell out of each other over here on the West where you're right. Like, LeBron is playing, going through the Wizards and Paul Pierce and them old selves at that point, you know?
So it's either going to go one of two ways. It's going to be like they've been able to coast to this point, so they're going to be real fresh. And like if they don't see Halliburton again, maybe they even sweep here. And I heard something where they could have up to 10 days off leading up to the finals. So they could be ultra fresh, or it could be like, oh, we haven't faced a team like that yet.
I'm going to be honest. Josh has me with a little bit of PTSD because we were in we were at the ACC tournament, and NC State is looking like they're about to lose. I can't remember exactly what game it was. I wish he was here right now to tell me.
This year, you mean?
Yes.
Was it Virginia?
Maybe.
Was that the one where they went to overtime?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that you were like, oh, it's over.
It's over. He's already told y'all this story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, because he wanted to brag so much. Because
he did.
I
you know
stared
him
in his face and I told him, this game is over. Like, there was no way NC State was going to win that game. It was over. NC State goes into overtime. I'm still, I'm a little nervous, but I'm still trying to stay in my stance. I'm like, no, it's still over. Like, no way. Like, they're too tired now. And then they go on and not only win that, but go on to the historic run that they went on. So I don't want to say that this series is over, but with no Halliburton, this series is over.
Let's go, baby.
What, kind of like this?
Let's go! Go!
The Drive with Josh Graham.
What's happening, man? 4:15, quarter after four. You're locked into WSJS, The Drive, usually with Josh Graham. But today, he got his player partner. I like to call him my twin. We look just alike. Like, if you saw us together, you would not be able to tell us apart. It's just that serious. And it's crazy because we have totally different parents. But nevertheless, I'm B-Dot, a.k.a. Six Man. And that's what I do, man. I come off the bench and get things Poppington. You dig? Sort of like last night. That boy Derek Lively, another Duke guy. I told you, man, that's one thing about these NBA playoffs or these NBA finals, conference finals, that's really upsetting me is how many Duke guys are taking main stage and it's driving me nuts. You got Jason Tatum over there for the Celtics, over here for the Dallas team. You got Kyrie, you got Lively. And I got a guy on the phone who is a Winston-Salem legend. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, from Glenn, then he went to Hargrave, then he went to Wake Forest, then he went to Dallas. Now he's down in Dallas coaching. I got my player partner, Josh Howard, on the line. How you doing, Jay?
I'm good, my guy. How you doing?
Man, life is good, my guy. You good down there in Dallas?
You know it. You know it. Yes, now, sir.
Where are you coaching at, Josh?
At the University of North Texas at Dallas.
How y'all looking?
We're rebuilding this year. Last year was the first year we had a losing season, so I'm looking to make a couple of changes and hopefully get back to my old self.
That's what's up, man. Well, good luck to you. Know we're going to be supporting you and rooting for you up here in this 336 area code for sure.
Appreciate you.
Now, look, I was doing some homework as I was looking, and I didn't even realize, of course, I know you did a 10-year career, and I know you were drafted by Dallas, And then after Dallas, you went to a couple of teams. But I didn't realize that you wore a Timberwolves jersey, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was the last official, I guess you can say, year I played in the NBA. Because after that, I went and played in it was the D League then, that next year. But, yeah, my time in Minnesota was cool.
Who was your teammates on that squad? You remember?
Kevin Love, Ricky Rubio. Had a couple of foreigners that I can't pronounce their names, but they were pretty good players. But, you know, that was about it for me right there.
Man, that's what's crazy is your team back in that Dirk Nowitzki era, that team is like one of the, I don't want to say one of the first teams, but when you think about European players to just get buckets, you dig what I'm saying? Like when you talk about Dirk, and now you got like Luka Doncic just going crazy. Who do you think is better between Luka and Dirk? Even though Dirk, of course, is already established as a great, he's won a, you know, a ship and all of that. But just off of not the accolades, but just off the mere talent, can Luka do everything that Dirk did?
I mean, Luka's more of a ball handler than Dirk as far as that aspect goes. But I mean, they both have the same kind of talents where they can score at will. You know, they know how to use their shoulders to get their shot off. But if I had to pick, you already know I'm going to have to go with Dirk because that was my teammate.
Absolutely. Of course. Last night, man, Dallas Mavericks got them a win on the road in Minnesota, 108-105. It looked good. You know, they looked real good last night. Kyrie Irving started off strong at first. Then Luka finished off. He had finished with 33. Kyrie had 30. What do you think about the series? Do you think this team can make it to the finals?
I mean, you know, that's the hope and that's the plan. You know, it's just a game of adjustments. Long as we continue to put the pressure on Minnesota and our role players step up, I think, you know, we can make it. I think they might, you know, stretch it out to a 6-game series, but, you know, hopefully it falls in Dallas' favor.
I think they're going to try to make it a 6-game series just so they can win it in Dallas, but that's a whole other conversation. Got Josh Howard here on the phone, man, the Wake Forest Demon Deacon legend. Also a father. WD, did you know that Josh Howard was a father?
I did not know that.
Yeah, and his son gets buckets. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but I can believe it, though.
How old is he, Josh?
He is 15.
15 years old. Now, let me ask you, because my son, he's 17. Of course, this whole AAU circuit is totally different from when you played AAU basketball, when a time that I would like to say when you actually had to be very good to play AAU basketball. Now it just seems like if you can put enough players together and get enough jerseys, anybody can have an AAU team. How do you, as somebody who played on the highest level, whose son is now playing, and I'm sure has aspirations to follow dad and play on the highest level. How do you keep him grounded, and what types of things do you put him in? Is he in AAU teams? Do you play one-on-one with him, or do you get him a trainer? Like, how do you handle that from a parental standpoint?
Well, in my case, of course, like you said, me being a NBA player, I kind of let my son kind of find his way, and I don't necessarily want him to resent me for kind of pushing him towards basketball, so. With my oldest son, he just gravitated to it. So I encouraged him a lot, you know, to just be great and not worry about trying to be, you know, in the image of me as far as his, you know, the pressure from basketball. So he's just been enjoying that journey. And as far as seeking certain coaches, in my mind with the AAU, I try to find coaches that are more old school. Mm-hmm. And I think you understand that as far as holding kids accountable, mm-hmm. Making them learn the game. With me being a college coach for the past, this will be my 9th year, I see a lot of young men that have came to my program that haven't learned, you know, the basics of basketball from a high school or AAU coach that I feel they should learn. So, like in my son's case, I made sure I found a defensive-minded coach that can motivate them. And that's what I found in Coach Chris Campbell, who is his coach over at Pro Skills.
That's what's up.
It's been a great experience for me, man. I caught myself one time at one of my son's games, like about to shed a tear because it was like, you know, watching myself all over again. So those are some gratifying moments to have as far as like a coach or a parent that's conscious, you know, about what the kid is doing and how they're, you know, growing up.
No, that's got to be awesome, man. Like I have those same feelings sometimes, WD, you know, because I'm watching my son get buckets and I set the bench. Like, I'm talking about, I never sniffed a court. So to see my son out there going for 12 and 20, I'm like, yo, that's all right,
the
right
next
there,
generation,
man.
Passing it on, man.
I like that, man.
And little Xavier getting it. You already know I pay attention to my guy. So just to see him, you know, doing stuff like that, man, it's amazing to be. So you're doing a hell of a job raising him and your daughter, bro, and your wife. So y'all keep doing your thing.
Appreciate that, Josh, man. Now, wait, are you married, Josh?
No.
Not yet. Okay. My fault. Okay, my bad. Josh Howard up here, man. Now, look, before I get you up out of here, I'm going to make you say it on the air to everybody, because you said it to me in text message, but I want proof that I can record and put on social media if you leave me stranded at the airport. WD, Josh said I can go with him to the Dallas, Minnesota game 4 next Thursday.
You better hold him to it.
Josh, is that accurate?
I got him.
We got it on the record.
That is very accurate. as much as we're live right now, I got him.
I'm out of there, baby. Hey, Josh, when next time you come to the city, man? How often you get back to Winston?
I still try to make my way back there at least, you know, maybe 3 to 4 times a year. I'm actually going to come back. I got some cousins graduating here soon, so I'm proud of them from graduating from high school. And then I'm going to be back for the Black Theater Festival. I'm planning on doing a basketball camp during that time, so be looking out for that. And I know you'll pull up on me and,
for sure,
you know, be a part of the festivity, so I'll be keeping you posted as well.
Oh, for sure. And if you're any listening, you want to know, that's the first weekend in August, so go ahead and circle that on your record. First weekend in August, Josh is coming back to the city and doing some things in the community, and we definitely want to support that. Josh, I appreciate you for taking time today, my guy.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
no doubt.
Josh.
Yes, sir. Josh Howard right there, man. 10-year vet in the NBA.
He was never voted most likely to succeed.
You're such a loser.
But then again, were you?
The very concept is unimaginable.
You're on The Drive with Josh Graham.
You know it. 17 minutes after 5 o'clock, you're locked into The Drive on WSJS. I'm B-Dot, a.k.a. the Six Man. It's my job, man. I just come off the bench and get stuff popping to me. You dig what I'm saying? Did you see Kendrick put out a song or something called Dreamville?
Recently.
I haven't had a chance to do any homework on it, but they put it in my husband's chat. I got a group chat, which is nothing but husbands in there. And we just be talking about different stuff. And they put a screenshot. It was it said Kendrick Lamar, and the song was titled Dreamville.
Does this have anything to do with the Drake stuff?
It better not. Because J. Cole said he was sorry and fell back. Kendrick,
that's right.
Listen, don't. That's a whole nother conversation. It is now 18 minutes after 5 o'clock, and I am B-Dot again, filling in for Josh Graham. And I have a friend on the show who is a Winston-Salem legend, WD. Went to West Forsyth, then went to Clemson, and now he's up there in Washington playing with them Commanders. You dig what I'm saying?
Doing it up.
One time for the homie, KJ Henry. What's happening, KJ?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on? How y'all doing, man?
Cooler, man. How you living? What you doing? You in a car? You riding somewhere? Where you going?
Yeah, I'm chilling. I'm headed back to the crib right now.
Okay. Where you leaving? Practice or something?
Yeah, just left the facility. We all done for the week, and it's just chilling for the weekend now, Memorial Day weekend, all that good stuff. So it's been a good week.
You can't see me right now, man, but I'm smiling from ear to ear. That's gotta be a great feeling, man. Just leaving the facility, headed to the crib for the week. How does it feel? Have you pinched yourself yet and realized that you actually are living out your dream in the NFL, KJ?
Man, I probably won't be able to give myself a true pat on the back till I'm all done.
Mm-hmm.
I try and celebrate, you know, the small wins through the journeys, all the years that add up. But, yeah, man, it's a grind. Definitely just blessed by God to have this opportunity. And I just try and show my gratitude by how I come to work every day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There are a lot of people who would love to be in my shoes. And I want to honor those people, you know, by not wasting a day. So that's really what I try and do.
No, for sure, man. We got KJ Henry, the Clemson Tiger legend, the West Forsyth legend, up there with the Commanders now. Now, how does it work out? You're trying to compete for a starting job? Are you already on a depth chart? Who's in front of you? Is there somebody you like, I know I got to outplay this person? Or is there an offensive tackle that you got to dominate in practice so that you can get more looks? Like, what's your psyche from day to day during the week?
Yeah, man, everybody's, you know, in a different position on a different team. For me, it's really more just competing to stay on the team. And like you said, competing for a starting job, that's always, both of those things are always happening. You know, a lot of guys have a little less stress than others. I think after last season, I put myself in a good spot, but there's never a relaxing bone in my body. So I'm always going to tell myself, whether, you know, the coaches may see it differently or not, I'm just trying to make the team, man. And it's been great. It's been great. This time of year, it's really a little bit more low intensity, low maintenance, you know, as far as going against the offense, really just working on our craft as defensive linemen. And they'll definitely start ramping up as we get closer to the season.
I'm sure it will, man. And that's a couple of ACC guys there. I know we got two Tar Heels up there with Sam up there. We got Diami Brown up there. Now you representing Clemson. Are there any more ACC, former ACC players on that team?
Yeah, there's a few of them. We actually just lost Sam. He got traded to the Seahawks during the draft process, but he was a great teammate as well. And yeah, my old teammate Cleveland Farrell, who was at Clemson my freshman year, he's now with us. Also have Jameson Crowder, Duke legend, who's with us, who played with us last season. So probably some more, but then I can think of off the top of the head, but definitely some great ACC players that are on the team. So those are great conversations to have, because you already know there's only one team when it comes to football running the ACC.
Absolutely.
So,
them Tar Heels, baby. Them Tar Heels.
it's been really, really calm conversations when it comes to that.
I bet. You definitely got the bragging rights as far as all that's concerned, man. We got KJ Henry here, Washington Commanders. And, you know, we were just talking earlier, WD and I. That's the producer who was talking to you earlier, Will Dalton. WD is what I call him. But we were talking a second ago about this news that just broke with them being able to pay past players. And it goes back as far as 2016 and is rated on what your ratings were and what your snap count was. Have you looked into any of that? You are eligible in that 2018 to 2022 tenure that you did at Clemson. Is there any money that you're going to go back for on some back pay?
I just saw the news break. I haven't really looked into it. You kind of just told me some stuff right there with, like, the play count and everything. So up until last year, I had the record for, like, D-line play count. So hopefully that comes into play. I wouldn't mind it. You know, I'm not going to lie. Obviously, it's a pretty good paycheck coming in at this level, but all money, you know, earned the right way is good money. So I would gladly take it with open arms, whatever they can send me something to put into the tithing plate, whatever. I'm all for it. So
I know that.
Yeah, something to send in my way.
Absolutely. My boy said, yeah, you just hit me. Wait a minute. I had a lot of plays snaps over there.
Yeah.
Now, listen, man, you are from Winston-Salem. Again, went to West Forsyth. Then you traveled down there to South Carolina to get your college at Clemson. But you're bringing an event back to Winston-Salem, and I think that's always dope. Like, I think it's awesome when the Josh Howards and the Chris Pauls and the William Hayes is bring things back to the 336 and let the next generation know that these dreams are attainable. Can you just let the folks know what you're bringing, when you're bringing, and how they can be a part of it?
Yeah, so I appreciate that. It's going to be my first camp and celebrity basketball game. You hit it on the head. I think we've had some great role models of the recent and of the past to kind of come back and show love to the city. But in my opinion, it's been a lot more basketball players, and which I love. Basketball is still my true love. I just can't make a free throw to save my life. But but yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to do this on June 28th. That's kind of like my nod to where I'm from. And what our area is about is hooping. We'll have like a celebrity / charity basketball event where I'll invite you know, a lot of NFL, current NFL players who talking junk where they can still hoop.
Right.
I said, well, let's get on the basketball court and see it. So it's going to be a great time. We're trying to really just raise money for Help Hope Live, which is a charity and an organization that helped my father and my family get him and find a new kidney when we needed kidney donations, and they specialize in that. So they'll be there with a table to kind of give more information. But yeah, that's the main reason why I'm just trying to get as many people there to obviously show love to the city and then raise as much money as I can for that organization for the help that they've done in general and that they've done for my family.
That's awesome.
And then the next day, we'll be having, you know, my specialty, football camp, and a lot of those guys who are literally in the NFL today, got some Pro Bowlers, got, you know, some guys who have made it all the way to the Super Bowl that will be there, who've shown me love and are going to help out with the camp the next day. So that'll be June 29th from 9 a.m. to noon. So that'll be a great time as well, man, just getting some kids out there to show Yeah, you can hoop. I ain't going to tell you away from the basketball court, but this football thing kind of fun too, man. And we'll do both of those at West Forsyth High School, where, like you said, I went to high school. So I wanted to be a two-day event. I wanted it to be the best, you know, but worst thing that I've done, because every year I wanted to get better and better. This will be the lowest part of the bar. And I love to make this thing an every year event, just to come show love to the city, man, and raise money for a great cause. So, like you said, just broke news the other day. And if you want to get tickets or attend either event, you can go to whynotmecamp.com. And they'll have a link there on whatever you want to buy or send donations or anything like that. So all that would be much appreciated.
Man, I think that's an awesome initiative, in the idea that my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, went through an issue where he was looking for a kidney. And that process is so long and tedious and tiring. Mm-hmm. And so, like, the Help Hope Live situation that you're promoting and that you're raising money for to help the people that are looking for kidneys, I think that's amazing, dude. June 28th is the celebrity game. June 29th from 9 to noon is the football camp, all taking place at West Forsyth. Anybody interested, go to whynotmecamp.com and you can get all the information on that. Make sure you follow KJ on Instagram, because that's where you're going to post what celebrities and stuff going to be there, KJ.
Yeah, man, we'll keep unraveling. Obviously, I'm going to show what I'm about. So, I'll, you know, periodically through the next few weeks, I'll just throwing out there who's coming to the game, who's going to be in attendance, you know, as far as the camp and everything like that. So, yeah, follow me on Instagram at DKJ Henry. And we also have a camp profile as well at Why Not Me Camp. So, I'll be throwing all that information out there, man. It's gonna be really fun.
Hey, KJ, I appreciate your time today, my guy.
Hey, man, I appreciate you too, guy.
No doubt, man. That's KJ Henry for the Washington Commanders. He plays defensive end. You dig what I'm saying? And he's got an event June 28th and June 29th at West Forsyth. I think you should go out there and support that. Go to the KJ Henry on Instagram, and you can see all the celebrities he's going to bring. He said he's going to have some Pro Bowlers and some Super Bowl players out there, WD. That's going to be out the chain, huh?
See, he ought to get Drake May out there, because you know he can ball.
But Drake ain't with Washington?
No, but.
Drake in New England.
He can still ball, though.
I wish Drake would have went to Washington, though. That would have
That's what I thought was good. That's why I thought they traded Sam Howell. Because I thought maybe, okay, we know we're going to draft another Carolina guy. We don't want to even go there with the, you know.
And they didn't.
Nope.
Listen, there's one thing that's always for show and two things that's always for certain on The Drive with Josh Graham, and that is that you will hear Grammar School.
Yes, you will.
And we're going to play that up. You're on The Drive with Josh. First the Fat Boys break up, and every day I wake up, somebody got a problem with Ho. What are you? This that fire, cause my chatter moving out the stove. Talk to him, young cats getting at me, young rappers getting at me. My homie Big predicted this exactly. More money, more problems, gotta move carefully. Cause they hate when you getting money like athletes. Youngins ice grilling me. Oh, you not feeling me? Fine, it costs you nothing. Pay me no mind. Look, I'm on my grind, cousin. Ain't got time for fronting. Sensitive thugs, y'all all need hugs. Dang, little man, I'm just trying to do me. Cause record 2 mils, I'm just trying to do 3. Get a couple chicks, get them try to do E. Hopefully they before I reach my garage. I don't want much. I drove every car. Some nice cooked food, some nice clean draws. Birds, Nick, I don't mean to ruffle y'all. I know you're waiting in the wing, but I'm doing my thing. Where's the love? Talk to him, Jay-Z.
Jeez, Josh can't do that.
God, that's my jam, boy.
Josh can't do all that.
That is my jam.
You like that?
Any Jay-Z, man. My son jokes on me all the time. I was just talking to my cousin, Auburn, because Auburn and my son have the same week birthday. And she's going on a trip, and she wants me to go, but I can't because Isaiah turns 18 this year, WD.
Zay, the big 1-8 already?
Ain't that insane?
Yeah.
It drives me crazy because he says stuff to me like, oh, I forgot, Dad. You were born in the 1900s. Man, shut up.
I guess.
He references the 1900s like it's Oregon Trail.
Yeah, like 03,
yeah,
1912.
Like, yeah.
Well, you look good, Dot.
Thank you, WD.
You look good.
Thank Thank you very much. 5:34, y'all. 26 minutes to the top of the hour, and I will be done for the day. I hope you've enjoyed. I think we're up to about 175 viewers. We didn't quite 178.
Eight.
Good job.
Yeah.
I was hoping we would crack that 200, but
there's time.
Still time. What we have right now for you are one of the features on this show that has been here. Maybe it's been here longer than WD.
It has. I've been here. It was 2 years, April 1st. So a little over 2 years now.
We used to play this with Robbie, so I know it's older than you. Let's go to grammar school. Because there is no Josh here, Josh usually gives me a caucastic word first, but he's not here, so I'll just jump right in. If this is your first time listening to Grammar School, it's very simple. I usually throw words or phrases at Josh Graham that are of the urban vernacular, the urban space.
Help!
And that's usually the response that Josh gives when I ask him a question. But Josh is not here except for over my shoulder taunting me if you're looking on the live stream. So we have to have a good game with you here, WD.
And you know what? I've never gotten to play before. Like, I've helped Josh out before because God knows he needs it.
Absolutely.
And I mean, listen, I got a little bit of cred. I got a little bit of street cred.
Yeah, you got swag.
Yeah.
That's why I usually don't play this game with you, because I know that you know majority of the stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm not completely white.
But today, I have some music, and there is a song by a gentleman named Boss Man D-Lo. Are you familiar with Boss Man D-Lo?
I know the song.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to play the song, and then we're going to have WD break it down for us, bar for bar. Drop it, WD.
I was bad at school, now I'm trying to dodge a sentence. Just walked out the lavish store, pair of shoes, $12.50. You want to boss up your life? All you got to do is get in with me. I don't even pay to get in the club. They know I'm a walking tick. I'm presidential leaving the club. We ain't stopping at no lights. You want to be a boss? You got to pay the price. Left wrist on frost. Look like a bag of ice. I'm driving a Bentley Bentayga like I don't love my life.
God
I'm
almighty. Shifting, and I'm switching. Some big zombies stand on straight, baby. Cut it off. Cut it off. God almighty. All right, WD. Now, he said a couple lines in there, okay?
Yeah.
Now, what does it mean first to dodge a sentence? Now, play it from the top and just pause it when I say pause it, please, okay?
All right, from the top?
From the top.
I was bad at school, now I'm trying to dodge a sentence.
Stop. I was bad at school, now I'm trying to dodge a sentence. What is he saying there, WD?
It means he's trying to not go to jail.
100% correct.
Dodgers. Of course it is. Of course it is.
Where's he's trying to dodge prison, folks.
Where's that bell? Hmm? Why are we even playing this game? Huh?
He's trying to
now.
Dodge prison, folks.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, let's just do it like this. Go to the next bar, WD. All right.
Let me make sure I got it. That's not it.
That ain't it.
I was bad at school. Now I'm trying to dodge a sentence. Just walk out the lavish store, pair of shoes, $12.50. You want to boss up your life? All you got to do is get in with me.
Stop it. You want to boss up your life? All you got to do is get in with me. What is he saying, WD?
Run about me one more time.
He said, you want to boss up your life? All you got to do is get in with me.
In other words, if you want to be like that, if you want to live like that, if you want to be successful, if you want to go places, get over here and roll with me.
Give yourself a bail, WD.
I believe I will.
give yourself a bail, WD. Huh? Run it again, WD. One
too
more.
Easy.
One more. No, not the bell. Song.
I was bad at school. Now I'm trying to dodge a sentence. Just walked out the lavish store. Pair of shoes. $12.50. You want to boss up your life? All you got to do is get in with me. I don't even pay to get in the club. They know I'm a walking tick. I'm presidential leaving the club. We ain't stopping at no lights. You want to be a boss? You got to pay the price. Left wrist on frost. Look like a bag of ice.
Stop it. Left wrist on frost. Looking like a bag of ice, WD. What is he saying?
Diamonds.
Diamonds all on his wrist,
Everywhere.
WD. Everywhere is diamonds, WD.
Should I get the bell?
Give yourself the bell, WD.
I can go home now. I can leave now.
That was successful. That was successful. That right there is one of the hottest songs in the streets right now. It's called Get In With Me with Boss Man D-Lo. And WD just told you everything Boss Man D-Lo was saying in there.
Aced it,
WD. Drop it one more time so the people can hear it on a wrap up. Drop it one more time.
I was bad at school, now I'm trying to dodge a sentence. Just walked out the lavish store, pair of shoes, $12.50.
You wanna boss up your life? All you gotta do is get in with me. I don't even pay to get in the club. They know I'm a walking tick. I'm presidential leaving the club. We ain't stopping at no lights. You wanna be a boss? You gotta pay the price. Left wrist on frost, like a bag of ice. I'm driving a Bentley Bentayga like I don't love my life. I'm in that thing shifting, and I'm lane switching. You big zombie, stand on straight business. Dunking on like I'm Blake Griffin. He keep talking, bro, gonna leave his face missing. I cut it. Baby, these off whites. These ain't no Hirachis.
Dunking on me like I'm Blake Griffin. Huh? That's a line.
I'm dunking on like I'm Blake Griffin.
That's a line.
Woo-hoo-hoo, Boss Mandela.
So check I that aced out. That.
You are very impressive. Very impressive.